Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
New York Police Commissioner Edward Kevin was interviewed about February's vicious beatdown of an officer by a group of illegal aliens. I want you to hear what he had to say about those individuals and, you know, like who they are and where they came from and what we know about them since they beat down our police.
And one that has grown more complicated with the recent arrival of nearly 200,000 migrants.
When there was that high profile crime in Times Square when the officer was beat by the migrants, you called them ghost criminals. What did you mean by that?
Right now, most of them had no IDs. There's no way we could tell where they live, where they come from. They're pretty much ghost criminals.
I got to think that makes your job tougher, to try to combat crime and you're trying to look for people you don't even know what their names are.
Yeah, absolutely.
The New York Police Department Commissioner said, these are ghost criminals. Well, you know the first thing that happens at the southern border, right, when people come across, I know this because I've been to the border and you can witness it, is that people dump their documents. They don't want you to know who they are. They dump their documents. They dump their passports. They dump their IDs. How many ghosts are in America right now? Literally millions of ghosts. We know that some of them are terrorists on the terrorist watch list. We're catching terrorists coming across the southern border at record numbers right now, but we don't know how many got away, right? We don't know. Okay, we don't know how many are in this country that have come in here illegally that are terrorists. And as the police chief said, we don't know who they are. They're ghost criminals. They show up. They commit crimes. They beat our officers. We don't know who they are. We don't even know how to describe them. But hey, we're a sanctuary city, right? We're a welcoming city. We're a loving city. We are a kind city. Come one, come all, until you start wreaking havoc on our society, on our city. And then we'll change our minds and go, okay, never mind, just kidding. But hey, we still believe in the principles of allowing illegal immigrants into this country. That's what we do still believe in. Illegal immigrants are overtaking this country, whether it's California and offering health insurance to all the undocumented immigrants, whether it's the New York Police Commissioner saying we pretty much have ghost criminals. We have ghosts, like ghost criminals around us, ghosts. Donald Trump, by the way, also saying this about the benefits that we're now giving out to illegal immigrants. He said they're trying to kill, the Democrats trying to kill Social Security and Medicare by allowing the invasion of migrants. He says, I won't do that. This is why I believe that so many Americans are going to vote for him this time.
Unlike the Democrats, who are killing Social Security and Medicare by allowing the invasion of migrants into our country, it's an absolute, like a military invasion. I will not, under any circumstances, allow either of these two precious gems to be even touched under a Trump administration. You will always have your Social Security in full as you have it now, and you will always have your Medicare. Biden cannot say that because Biden is killing them both with the invasion of migrants and while at the same time destroying our country in every other way. MAGA 2024.
He's right, by the way. When you talk about destroying our country, not only do we have a corrupt government that's going after journalists and taking their files and spying on us and setting people up for entrapment, but now we also know how you destroy America is destroy the middle class. This is how you get people dependent on the government, right? This is how you get socialism and communism to just appear out of nowhere. Socialists and communists never have the power to do what they do unless the people are weak. Okay, when the people are weak, the government is strong. When society is weak, when our economy is weak, what can come in? Socialism and communism. So what do we know about what's happened with Bidenomics? Well, here's the reality. The average family has lost $23,760 paying for the increased cost of living under Biden. That according to the Joint Economic Committee. Do you want to know how, when you break it down, how bad it is? The average family now under Bidenomics is paying $4,170 more on energy, $3,206 more on food, almost $4,000 more on shelter, and $8,455 more on transportation. That is Bidenomics now coming from the Joint Economic Committee. So yes, your buying power with inflation has skyrocketed. That means you are weaker. And when you are weaker, what does that mean? What does it mean? It means they have more power. Crooked Joe Biden has more power. Trump talking about that today as well.
It's just out that Crooked Joe Biden, the worst and most corrupt president in the history of the United States by far, is leading the weaponization of government against his political opponent, me. Crooked Joe is a threat to democracy. We cannot let him continue in office. All of this weaponization and lawfare that you're watching, all of these lawsuits against me, they're all started by the DOJ, the FBI, all of the people in government, even the state cases and the city cases. They're being run by the DOJ. They put their people in there, and they're being run by the DOJ. We have to stop weaponization. There's never been anything like it in the history of our country. It's happened before, but only in third world countries. And we're becoming a third world country between our borders and all of the other things that are so bad, so, so bad. But we have to stop the weaponization, and we have to stop it now. The best way to stop it is November 5th. We're going to beat them like a drum. Thank you very much.
Donald Trump putting out the message, and he's right. Joe Biden, the deep state, is coming after him. And why are they coming after them? They're coming after him because he's a threat to their power. That's what this is about. A reporter today asked the White House press secretary, like, hey, when are you guys going to be honest about inflation? You keep saying inflation's low. It's not. Listen to this.
The president being honest about inflation.
The president has said what he saw when he took office. The pandemic was happening, right? It disrupted the supply chain. We know, you know what happens when the supply chain is disrupted. You know what that leads to. And so that's what he was.
That's what he's doing. Right. So the president knows what he saw. Reporter, is Biden being honest about inflation? Jean-Pierre, Biden said what he saw when he took office. Do you know what he actually saw when he took office? Because we have data. We can go back and plug in a date and find a price. It's pretty simple. When Biden took office, OK, this was it. When we were dealing with COVID, inflation was at 1.4%. Gas was $2.39 a gallon. Today, inflation has been at or above 3% for 36 straight months, and gas is 52% higher than it was on average the day that he took office. So if you just want to talk about what happened, right? If you just want to talk about what happened, and the White House doesn't have answers, right? They don't know. They're babbling idiots over there. Listen.
A couple of things. I'm going to be careful because obviously he was talking about 2024. I mean, look.
Actually, he was talking about the 20th century, as I recall.
I love that. Joe Biden, by the way, talking about the 20th century. I don't know if you guys saw that, but he got the century wrong. And so she's asked about that. He's like, well, he's actually talking about 2024. No, he wasn't. No, he was not. And the White House also lying to you about border security because they don't want a secure border. They want a wide open border. This has been done to undermine America, full stop. White House Press Secretary asking about that. Like, hey, you guys have the ability to change things with executive actions, right? Don't you have, why can't the president just do executive actions to secure the border? Here's the White House Press Secretary on securing the border.
No executive action is going to have the full resources that we need to get this done.
So executive action doesn't work. You came into office and every executive action that Trump used that did work, you undid immediately. And by the way, Biden had 94 executive actions from his first 100 days to dismantle President Trump's successful border security policies. So there was 94 executive actions in the first 100 days to get rid of everything Donald Trump did to successfully secure the southern border. And the White House says today, no executive action is going to have the full resources that we need for border security. So therefore, we're just not going to do it. So let's go back to the economy for a second, right? At the White House, hey, like we're telling you Americans are hurting right now, White House. What do you have to say about that?
Why aren't we hearing more from the White House about the issues that people are facing at grocery stores and paying rent?
I mean, the State of the Union, the president made very clear about what he understands what the Americans are facing. And he's talked at almost every event that he's had crisscrossing the country after the State of the Union about lowering costs, how important it is, and how there's more work to do. You hear that. In New Hampshire and North Carolina, he spoke about his work to lower health care costs. In Las Vegas, he discussed his plan to build and renovate 2 million homes to lower housing costs. In Madison, he announced his student debt relief plan. He also spoke with Senator Sanders just last week about his progress lowering costs for prescription drugs and inhalers. This week, he spoke about plans to lower costs for child care, home health care, elder care. He talks about lowering costs almost every event. I just laid out the events that he did in March and in early April about how he's making sure that the number one economic concerns that Americans have are lowering costs.
There it is, right? It's all talk. It's no action. Overall prices in this country up by 19.4% since Biden took office. 19.4% overall prices are up. The average American family has lost $20,000. Actually, it's more than $20,000. If we're going to use accurate numbers, let's use accurate numbers. Let's really talk about the numbers. The average American family has lost $23,760 in buying power, paying for the increased cost of living under Biden. And you have to understand that is being done on purpose, because when you are weak, when the American people are weak and they understand they can take away everything from you and you will do it, you will sit there and you will just be quiet. And the average American is so stupid. It's like, just give me my iPhone and I'll just sit here and you can take away everything from me. I don't need freedom of speech, freedom of expression. You can just give me my crack. Give me my phone. I went yesterday. I had a cool experience just to put this in perspective. And I went to the first time in my life, I got to go to the Masters. I have a dear friend of mine that's in the Masters, and I got to go and I got to watch him play the par three course yesterday and practice. And you can't take a phone in. And it's the weirdest thing, because like my phone is really important to what I do. Okay. Really important to what I do. And I set my phone in a car from early in the morning until the end of the tournament. And what I got to witness was people interacting, people talking, people conversing, people standing in line to get a pimento cheese and a famous peach ice cream sandwich at the and talking to one another instead of just staring at their phone. I got to watch people experience money. I got to watch a hole-in-one right there when it happened with Victor Hovland on the par three course. I got to see Condoleezza Rice, who I got to know back in the day when I worked with the Bush administration. I got to walk over and say hello and give her a hug as she was standing there, and she watched the same hole-in-one. We got to experience it. And I didn't get any pictures from the day. Not allowed to take your camera in. I in fact, we bought a GoPro and they banned GoPros. We didn't know why, but that, so be it. But I got to watch how much society has been destroyed by technology. You know, there used to be real conversations in this country like we're having right now. There used to be fireside chats. There used to be community. There used to be people that talked to their neighbors. There used to be people that showed up at city council meetings, county commission meetings, and board of aldermen meetings, and would talk to their elected officials and organize and really stand up for what they believe in. And we saw some of that coming back during COVID, and it took extreme abuse of power for us to stand up for our rights. But what I've noticed is we've gone right back to it. We are such a selfish society now. No one cares about one another. No one stands up for the people that need to be stood up for. No one talks to anyone anymore. Hell, you go to dinner now and you look at families. You can see the breakdown of the family now. Just because you got a mom on her phone, you got a dad on her phone, you got a son on his phone, you got a daughter on her phone, no one's talking, no one's conversing, no one's having a conversation with anyone anymore. We're all just buried in this technology. And while this is happening, it's like we're all walking around in a technology coma. And while this is happening, while you're on your drug, the government is taking over this country and taking away your rights. And I witnessed it in one day yesterday. I'm thankful I got to go to the Masters. I am more thankful I got to see what society looked like before we got this damn technology. It is destroying our kids' minds. It's destroying our families. It's destroying marriages. It is destroying relationships. It is destroying getting to know your fellow man. And for one day, I got to see what it looked like before all that crap happened.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I also think the other part here that's an interesting point when it comes to immigration, including a new warning that has come in from Governor of Texas Greg Abbott. He did an interview, and he said that the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop, forget the illegals coming across the southern border. He is now putting out a real warning about the terrorists that are coming across the southern border. I want you to hear the governor in his own words. Listen.
The chief of the Border Patrol is saying
exactly
of 140,000 gotaways,
If we don't know who is coming into our country and we don't know what their intent is, that is a threat. Does President Biden agree?
The president absolutely believes that along that border, we do have significant national security concerns that have to be met.
He also said that they're doing everything that they possibly can. But are you worried that we're in a September 10th mentality on this issue?
Well, let's be clear. The Biden administration is doing nothing to stop terrorists from coming across the border. They are knowingly allowing them in. And there's two categories here. They're the terrorists who are actually apprehended. The terrorists apprehended are an all-time record, many multiples of those who came across the border under the Trump administration. But second, you talked about the gotaways. Well, the terrorists will pay extra not to be caught. What that means is the number that we've caught, which is extraordinary, there's far more than that who've gotten across the border. Remember this also. Last month, the FBI director talked about a potential 9/11 type terrorist attack because of the terrorists who are coming across our border. The chief job of the president of the United States is national security. Yeah. President Biden is failing at national security. We are extraordinarily concerned about a terrorist attack occurring in Texas or elsewhere in the United States because of the terrorists who are crossing our border at will,
Governor,
unstopped by the Biden administration.
Do you think ISIS is here today?
So I have no information that they are. However, again, the FBI director was talking last month about the possibility that ISIS could be coming here. Think about this concept. It's ridiculous that anybody has their shoes inspected at an airport these days when terrorists can come right across the border and sneak in and come here. Let me foreshadow also another concern we're going to have really soon that's already kind of beginning right now, and that's going to be drone wars. The capability of the cartels about getting things across the border through drones already is extraordinary, and they're going to be more aggressive, more sophisticated in the drone attacks. We can sustain a drone attack anytime.
Now, there's a lot to break down there that the governor just mentioned, but I want to go back and remind you of something I told you about. It was either yesterday or the day before, and that was Joe Biden and the White House saying they are very concerned about a terrorist attack that could happen at the hands of Hamas or Iran-related targets in the Middle East. And also there are, quote, concerns about other places around the world. Now, they didn't say America. I want to be clear about that. But if you listen to the governor there and you listen to what the governor had to say, there is real concern, I think, if you listen to what he's saying, that we don't know what's happening in this country right now when it comes to terrorists. And you notice that the question that was asked there by Dana Perino, it was, are we in a September the 10th mentality? Now, what does that mean? Before September 11th, we weren't worried about a September 11th. We were on September the 10th, we were somewhat worried about some random guy named Osama bin Laden, but no one thought anything was going to happen in the United States of America the way that it did on 9/11. That is what she means. Well, we know what terrorists want to do to us. We know what they're capable of. We know what they just did to the people in Israel, which, can you imagine if something, heaven forbid, like that happened in the United States of America? But if you have hundreds of terrorists that are coming across the southern border, and that's a fact, okay? Everybody knows that is a fact. I want to be clear about that. Everybody knows that there are terrorists coming across the southern border. They are being caught, and a lot of them are not being caught. They are the gotaways. And you heard what the governor said there about they pay more to come across if you're a terrorist because you're not trying to be caught by Border Patrol. The majority of people that come across the southern border, and I've witnessed it at the border, is people that come across, and as soon as they see Border Patrol, they run to them. Anybody in a uniform, they run to them. Anybody that's on the American side that is an official government individual, they run to them. And why do they do it? They do it because they know that once they're here, we will take care of them. We will pay for everything that they need. We will give them clothing, food, housing, education. We'll roll out the red carpet. Now, terrorists who are on the watch list know that's not the case for them. So when they come across the southern border, they want to be smuggled in and they don't want to be seen. Or if they are seen, they want to be, quote, a gotaway where they're not apprehended and checked through the database like the other people that are walking up to border security agents. Now, that's part one. Several weeks ago,
Senator Cruz and I did a podcast. If you missed it, go grab it. Verdict with Ted Cruz, wherever you get your podcasts, okay? And in that podcast, the senator was talking about the warnings coming from Border Patrol agents and from intelligence about what the governor just mentioned, which is that basically they have an Air Force. The cartels have an Air Force of drones, and they are using the drones to drop constant shipments of drugs across the southern border. They're also using those drones for things like attacks, as it was just described there. They're also using their drones to spy on American assets, including our Border Patrol agents, so they can see when they drive by or they're not in a certain area, and then they use that as a place to cross for the fentanyl that's coming in. That's the number one killer of people 39 and under, basically under 40 in America. The number one killer right now is fentanyl. So they're using this Air Force, and it is an Air Force. Let's be honest about this. When you have this many drones that are this sophisticated with these types of cameras that are giving you real-time images, and you can then exploit our southern border to bring your drugs across the southern border, this is a whole nother level of a incursion, invasion, infiltration into the United States of America. It's not just the human smuggling. It's not just the sex trafficking. It's the drugs as well that are coming across our southern border. And that is the concern. But now you go back to that September the 10th mentality. The Biden administration officials are so concerned now that Iran and Hamas may be planning to hit targets inside Israel in retaliation for the Israeli airstrike in Syria this week that killed several senior Iranian officials. They're also concerned about attacks against American targets around the world. Now, they're not saying in America, but read between the lines here. I think it's very clear that they are very concerned about that. And the governor of Texas is basically saying, this is your warning. I am warning you. Okay. I am warning you of what is going to happen. I'm letting you know what the concern is, right? Like this is not hard to figure out. I also want you to hear what Tim Shee, he is a Montana Senate candidate, a Republican, had to say on Fox News Channel about our wide open southern border, and listen to what he had to say coming from Montana.
Tim, Tester has tried to carry himself off as kind of a rugged Montanan. He's a rancher. He's a has a haircut. You know, he kind of tries to play the role. But when has he actually stood up for the working class?
Now, two-faced Tester's as old as time. You know, 5 out of every 6 years, he's a loyal progressive, 90%+ voting record with Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid before that. And then, of course, you know, in the last few months, he becomes a quasi-Republican. His last ad, I think, said he's working with Republicans to secure the border, which is laughable. He's still paying to fly illegal immigrants into our country. He's paying for their health care, for their food. He's paying to continue to fund sanctuary cities with your taxpayer dollars, with Montana taxpayer dollars. And he's stopping us from deporting violent criminal illegal aliens. So that doesn't sound like Montana values in a state that Trump carried by 20 points. In a state that wants a secure border, we have a senator who's opening it wide open, and he's paying him to come here and to put a stop to it.
You listen to that candidate, and the reason why I played that for you is because this is what this election should be about, and this is how we should be talking about it. And I tell that as a blueprint for other Republicans that are running. If you want to have a chance, I think, with many of the American people, this is how you're going to need to do it. This is what you are going to need to say. This is how the conversation needs to go. It needs to be this clear. It needs to be this blunt. And it needs to be, hey, we're calling out the current senators that are not protecting our southern border. This is not just an issue for Joe Biden and the Democrats. There are many people in Washington that are refusing to do the right thing and protect us. And I do believe the way that Governor Abbott in Texas talked about this was spot on. We have a blind spot, and we have a January 10th mentality, and we have terrorists that are coming across our southern border, and an Air Force is being used by the cartels to exploit our country, and that is something we must stop.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what happens when you storm the southern border, you get caught overrunning that border, and you decide that you're going to assault men and women in uniform? Apparently, nothing. That after a Texas judge has now ordered the release of migrants accused of storming the southern border. Now, the world witnessed this and watched this because it went viral. And the message it's clearly sending to illegal immigrants that are thinking about coming into America is, hey, if you get in a spot where you've got to storm the border and you have to attack border security agents or law enforcement, just do it because you will not be held accountable for your actions. Which also brings me to another story we're going to deal with in a moment. And that is, there are now migrant crime rings, basically gangs that are organizing, and they're going after wealthy cities where they know that they will not be held accountable for their actions. And we're seeing this pop up everywhere from California to New York to Michigan and everywhere in between. Let me go back to what happened at the southern border and this judge that has now ordered the release of the migrants accused of storming the southern border, some of them even attacking law enforcement. Take a listen to this from Fox.
Let's talk about illegal immigration. This morning, a big update on the migrants arrested after storming the border and pummeling National Guard troops. As a Texas judge on Easter is reportedly ordering that they be released to appear back on their own recognizant. Yeah, like that'll happen when the DA is ready. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf joins us now. Chad, your thought about this Easter move?
Well, it's unbelievable. I can't believe that a judge would release these individuals after what we've seen on video. We have it on video. Each of those migrants was identified either by Border Patrol or Texas DPS, so we know who they are. And yet, because it appears of some type of either technicality or the district attorney there in El Paso wasn't ready for the motion, that the end result is you actually set them free and you release them on their own recognizance. So again, this sends the exact wrong signal to other migrants and other individuals that are going to want to storm that border, storm the fence, storm any barriers, and actually push over and assault Border Patrol officers.
Yeah, the other big story in immigration, by the way, it's unacceptable that the DA was not ready. I mean, do your job. Also, this judge should understand and be responsible. You don't reward this type of behavior. I thought they were for law and order by definition.
Now, let's just be honest. I don't believe for a moment that the DA wasn't ready. I think this was a deliberate signal to make it abundantly clear that you can come into America, you can rush the border, you can attack us, and we will let you free. So keep coming. It's sending a message to anyone thinking about coming to America that even if the border looks like it is secure in the area where you show up, don't worry. We will let you come in and assault those in our National Guard that are keeping us safe, that are supposed to be keeping us safe, that are trying to keep us safe. And you are sitting there and you're saying to yourself, no, calm down. Hey, you guys, don't be afraid. This is okay. I know you've seen the National Guard. I know you see Texas standing up for themselves, but keep coming, okay? Just keep coming. Keep coming into this country, and we will make sure that you are let free. Which brings me to the second part of the conversation about this migrant crime rings that are popping up all over the place and directly targeting wealthy suburban areas. One of Michigan's wealthiest counties. Now, remember, Michigan, under the governor there, is a, quote, welcoming state, right, for illegal immigrants. They won't call illegal immigrants. They are we love you. Come on in. We'll sing Kumbaya with you, give you a bunch of free stuff, and you can just hang out in Michigan because we are socialists. That's what they are. That's what Whitmer is. One of Michigan's wealthiest counties, which voted heavily for Joe Biden in 2020, has become the target of organized migrant gangs that are getting together and then going for organized home invasions. That according to the new warning from the county sheriff. The Oakland County Sheriff, now I want to be clear, this is in Oakland, Michigan, okay? The Oakland County Sheriff, Michael Bouchard, is warning residents that gangs of illegals are targeting high-end homes, especially of those who are out of town on spring break vacations, and then you're coming back to a home that has been completely ransacked and pulled apart. I'm not joking. This is what is happening now. Now, this same warning is now coming at the same time as the New York Police Department chief is saying that we are seeing, quote, an uptick in migrant crimes, and the trends are getting bigger because they're becoming more organized.
This afternoon, I sat down with the NYPD Chief of Patrol, John Schell, whom you saw in Mark's story. I talked to him broadly about the recent headlines and asked him about where New York City stands when it comes to crime involving migrants.
Well, right now, we see an uptick. We see trends in migrant crime that's hurting our city a little bit. When I talk about trends, we're talking about crimes committed on mopeds, whether it be purse snatches, robberies, pickpockets on the train, pickpockets on the streets. We're seeing some mob-like activity when it comes to Macy's or Sunglass Hut. So we're seeing these trends start to get bigger and bigger, and it's adding to our everyday New Yorkers crime, and we're trying to put a lid on it.
We're trying to put a lid on it. Really? So that's it. Well, we're trying to figure out how to put a lid on it. Now, can you put a lid on runaway, out of control migrant crime and the trend that's getting, quote, bigger? If those, when they're caught, are not actually prosecuted, you've got to go back to New York City. What happened in New York City? New York City is the site, okay, is the site of where those immigrants beat up police officers, tried to kill them, and they were let out of jail, and then they flicked off the cameras. Now, they were flicking off every American. They were flicking off the United States. They were flicking off the police and law enforcement. They were making it abundantly clear that they are not going to abide by our laws, our rules. And they gave us two middle fingers and then they disappeared, right? Apparently they got even on free trips to go all the way as far away as California because they weren't held accountable. So when you see what he just said there, and I'm sorry, it's laughable what he just said. It is truly hysterical what this man just said. He said, we're trying to get a handle on it. No, you're not. If you're not going to prosecute, you'll never get a handle on it. Share this podcast with your family and friends so they can hear exactly what I just talked to you about. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.